Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the fifth day of Sivan, Tavshin Pegimel Masachdash Yuma, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Kol Shivas Hayamim, throughout the 7 days before Yom Kippur, that the Kohen Gadol was away from his home, he would be practicing doing the following avodas. Huzorik as Adam, he would be sprinkling the blood of the Kohen Tomid, morning and evening. Umakter Sakteris, and he'd also burn the incense, morning and evening. And he would fix the candles or the neros of the menorah. That means he would clean them out of the ash of the wicks that were in there and from what it was left over of the oil, and clean them out and put fresh wicks and oil in them, as was done every day. According to the Rambam, it also means the lighting, not just the cleaning out. Meitivus aneros, according to Rambam, means also hadlaka. Now, the Meforshim point out that the cleaning out of the candles and was done in two different stages. Hatovas Aneres, there was first the five, and then the remaining two. The first five were done before the Ketores, and the other two it were done after the Ketores. And it is those ones, the two that were done after the Ketores, after the incense, that our Mishnah is referring to the Kohen Gadol did. Forshim say that the first five was didn't have to be done by the Kohen Gadol. Continues the Mishnah with other things that the Kohen Gadol would practice, or not practice, but he would do in preparation for Kippur, was Umakrib Esarosh Esaregel. He would offer up the head and the right foot, or the back foot, I should say, of the Korban Tomid. These were pieces of the Korban Tomid, the Oilus Tomid, that they would put first on the Mizbeach. So the first things that were put on the Mizbeach were the head and the back foot. But the same thing really applies. All the limbs were taken up by the Kohen Gadol there. Ushar and offered. Ushar kalayami, but all the rest of the year, not just the 7 days before, not during the 7 days before Yom Kippur, but all the rest of the year, imrotza lahakriv, makriv. If the Kohen Gadol chose, made a decision that he wants to do all the karbonis, he can do. He can do the daily karbonis, and no one can stop him. Even the Kohenim who had a special turn to work that week, which are called Anshe Mishmar, there was 24 Mishmaras, 24 groups of Kohenim that would have their turn each week. If the Kohen Gadol wanted to, he could do any job he wanted and stop them. No one could stop him. She Kohen Gadol makriv chelik barosh, because the Kohen Gadol can offer at first choice anything he wants. The other Kohenim had to do it really through a lottery. V'notel chelek barosh. And he would also get the first portion, or his first choice. He had the first choice to take from the meat of the karbonis, which were eaten. He can take the best portion that he likes. And even though he didn't offer it. This is, however, talking about Kodshim Mizbeach, the Kodshim of the Mizbeach. However, with Kodshei HaGvul, when it comes to, which refers to the Kodshim that were eaten outside Yerushalayim or outside the Mizbeach, such as Truma, Chala, the gifts that came of any animal that was slaughtered, of Chulin, where the three parts of that, the right foreleg and the Lachaim, the jawbone, and the stomach that were given to a Kohenim from every ordinary animal, that both Kohen in those gifts, the Kohen Gadol and the ordinary Kohen would share equally. So this first choice, again, that Mishnah is talking about is from the Kodshei Mizbeach, Kodshim of the altar. Mishnah Gimel. We continue to talk about what the Kohen Gadol did in his preparation for the Avodah of Yom Kippur. Mosra lo, they would give to the Kohen Gadol every one of these 7 days, Zakenim, they would give over to him, Zakenim elders, Mizikne based in, from the Chachamim of the Sanhedrin, to teach him and make sure he's familiar with the Avodah. V'korin lefana b'seder hayom, and they would read before him the Seder of him, of the Avodah Yom Kippur, as it is written in Parshas Achrimais. V'omrim lo, and they would say to the Kohen Gadol, Ishi, my lord, my master, Kohen Gadol, please read, you read as well with your own mouth the Seder Avoda as written in the Torah. Shema Shachachta, maybe you forgot, or Shema Lo Lamadata, maybe you haven't learnt it, and therefore there's a possibility of mistakes. So please read over now and read it aloud, the service of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur as it is written in the Achrimos. The Gemara explains that that the truth is, a Kohen Gadol had to be greater than his brethren in strength, in beauty, in chochm, in wisdom, and in wealth. And if he was not wealthy, well, that's an easy thing to fix. They can make him wealthy, as the Torah says, HaKohen HaGodol Me'echov. It says the Kohen should be greater than his brethren. And the Gemara learned, the Chachama learned, Gadol can mean Gadlehu, make him greater. So that they can do. However, in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, people started to take this position as a Kohen Gadol, who were not really fit for that position at all. It's just that they happened to be close to the government and they would buy their position with money. And there were those who didn't learn Torah. Hence, the Mishnah says they would ask the Kohen Gadol, maybe you haven't learned this, maybe you've forgotten it. Now, Erev Yom Kippurim Shachris, on the morning of the day of Erev Yom Kippur, they would put the Kohen Gadol, position him at the eastern gate of the Chotzer of the Yard of the Azara, and they would bring in front of him the bulls, the rams, and the lambs, in order that he should recognize the animals, in order to be familiar, to be familiar with the Avodah the next day on Kippur, and that's what they would bring in front of him. They would bring him the bulls, the rams, and the lambs. What about the goats? Now, they would not bring the goats before him because the goats, of course, remind of sin. They come to Chum HaChaper for the sins of Ben Israel. And the last thing they wanted the Kohen Gadol is to become Chalishas Adas. They didn't want him to become upset. Oh, it reminds him of the sins of the Jewish people. So they would only take the other animals, the bulls, the rams, and the lambs.